News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Ireland had a reasonably successful Summer Olympics this year, but it's fair to say we haven't been as competitive in the Winter Olympics. We've never won a medal. I don't think we've ever come close to winning a medal. I stand corrected on that. One man, though, hoping to go to represent Ireland in the Winter Olympics is Brendan Doyle, and he joins us now. Brendan, just tell us for starters, what sport is it that you're hoping to compete in?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. So the name of the sport I'm doing is skeleton. And just as you opened up there, Clifton Rossley for Ireland actually finished fourth in the 2002 Winter Olympic Games.
As I was saying, I knew in the back of my mind, I knew we'd come close once before. Yeah, my apologies here. And thank you for correcting me.
No, not at all. Not at all. So skeleton, it's quite a unique sport. It's essentially Formula One on ice. So what it is, the athletes
sounds
will
terrifying.
You could say that or fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's wearing the helmet? We'll race down an ice track, which is kind of made up of banked corners, which you'll get picked up kind of like when you go down a water slide, that kind of that same feeling. But the main difference is we'll race down on like a flat sled that kind of looks like a tea tray. I'll push the sled off with one hand and I'll jump on and lay on my stomach and I'll go down head first down this track. I'll use my shoulders and my knees to steer the sled, or I can even use my head as a windsail or drop my toes if I need to. So it's head, shoulders, knees and toes, whatever I can do to control that sled. We'll hit speeds of up to 145 kilometers an hour.
Good
and
God.
Experience 6 times my body weight through a corner. So there's a lot of the times where I don't see where I'm going because my head is pitted into the ice. It's just a fantastic sport. It's human powered adrenaline fueled racing. It's just amazing.
Okay, extraordinary. Look, I think loads of us have seen the film Cool Runnings. Now we're not the Caribbean, but it's still pretty unusual. It's a pretty unusual for an Irishman to be looking to compete in this event. How did you get into it?
So it kind of found me a few years back. So I started off in athletics. I competed for Raheny Shamrocks, doing sprinting 100 metres and 60 metres. And there was a bobsled team training at the time, pushing the sled indoors. And they asked if I wanted to give it a go. We went off to Eagles in Austria, where I got my first taste of it. I was pushed down a sled with an Austrian guy with a broom, pushed me off the top of the track, said, "Goodbye, Ireland," and away I went. I hit every single wall going down. It was
love that. Goodbye, Ireland. Goodbye, world, nearly, I'd say.
Yeah.
And were you, I'm sure you were half terrified, but were you hooked straight away?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Like, I got down, screamed the whole way down. The sled finally stopped. Checked everything was intact and then said, right, let's go back up and I want to do that faster without hitting walls. And, that's where the sport kind of goes.
Okay. Now, look, I on a more serious note, I've read interviews with you and you've spoken very eloquently in those interviews about how this sport has helped you overcome a difficult time in your professional career. You were when you were working as a Garda.
Yeah, and it's been quite a kind of a journey from where I was and where I am now. I experienced I was out at a domestic dispute where I was attacked at knife point, and essentially that kind of basically left a real mental kind of scar on me. I suffered with night terrors and insomnia, and over the span of 4 or 5 years, I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't able to return to work. So basically everything in my life was going in a real negative direction. I would try to fill the nights with driving to Cork or driving to Sligo and back just so I wouldn't have to lie in my bed and struggle with sleep. And I got to a point where I felt taking my life was my only option. And obviously, that's not the case. It's not the choice. But I was in such a dark place and I couldn't kind of see the light. And, I'm trying to be an example of how there is always hope and things will change if you keep working at it and, keep competing in such a mentally demanding sport where, frankly, I face fear on a daily kind of occurrence. But
And you feel this sport has given you a kind of a pad, or certainly helped you hugely in dealing with some of those issues that you raised?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think it was honestly, it was actually just fitness and getting back into training and getting my structure together, which was the main catalyst to get back on my feet, getting back to that gym and surrounding myself with people who were kind of helping me get there. And, you know, I went back to athletics first, and that was my way back. And it was a chance meeting with the president of the Bobsled Association to say, hey, you should come back and try the sport again. And this is where I am now. And I just
Good for you. And look, thank you for speaking so honestly about that. Yep. What's the dream? I mean, you obviously picked yourself at that Winter Olympics. What's the dream, and what do you need? You need a bit of help to make this dream happen.
Absolutely. Like the dream is to, you know, to get out there and represent Ireland at Beijing. I want that more than anything else. I want to be competitive. I have goals that I'm not going to say. It's personal goals for for the actual games itself. But you know, I need to get there first.
Fair enough.
And it is quite expensive to get out there. And you know, I've felt like this was never going to happen. And you know, over the last 24 hours, I've got some massive support over the GoFundMe. I've had company Harris Group and Card Connection reach out to say that they want to get on board and help. I have a long way to go. I need to raise around 30,000 to get to the games. But the support that I've got over the last 24 hours is blowing me away.
So, if people want to help, how can they do so, Brendan?
They can go to my gofundme.com/slidingirish and they can make any donation that they want. And if there's a company out there that wants to be a part of this journey, you know, they can reach out to me, slidingirish.com, or all my social handles are at Face Doyle. And I'd love to talk.
Okay, Brendan, I would love to. We on Breakfast Show would love to see you at the Olympics. It's a brilliant, really heartwarming story. And look, we wish you all the best, and we hope you get there. And you know what? I know you're going to get there. I've no doubt about it. You're the kind of guy. I just know it's going to happen. So look, thank you so much for talking to us, Brendan Doyle. There. I am Irish Winter Olympic hopeful. I think he's going to be an Olympian. I don't have any doubt about it. By the way, obviously, Brendan spoke very eloquently, very honestly there. If you're affected by any of the issues raised in this interview, you can contact Pieta House Helpline on 1800 247 247 or the Samaritans 24-hour helpline on 116 123.